From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Speaking in the Persian Gulf, Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences and that they had agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near the city of Fallujah in central Iraq, which is controlled by Islamic State fighters. The U.S. military said that targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. Uganda announced Saturday that it would mediate peace talks between government and opposition groups in Burundi in an effort to end that country's deadly political unrest. Ugandan Defense Minister Crispus Kiyonga said 14 groups, including Burundi's ruling party, opposition parties, and civil society organizations, are to attend the talks scheduled for December 28th. Both Burundi's government and the largest opposition coalition welcomed the move to resume peace talks after the deterioration of the security situation in the country, where hundreds of people have been killed. The African Union's Peace and Security Council this past week authorized deployment of 5,000 peacekeepers for 6 months to Burundi. This is VOA News.